Now, moving to stories at the national level, and this one is specifically about the accident that was registered today at Chiriandongo, involving three vehicles at Chiriandongo. The reports we are receiving indicates that five people died instantly and 15 others are critically injured in a fatal accident involving three vehicles in Boyale Town Council, Chiriandongo District, along the Kampala-Gulu Highway. The fatal incident involving two passenger buses and a truck occurred earlier today at around 1 a.m. Stephen Ojok, the district police commander, Chiriandongo, attributes the multiple crash to a stationary Sino truck which had developed a mechanical problem. He says when the driver of Mega Express coach from Gulu approached the scene, its driver, mistaking the truck to be moving, failed to reduce speed and rammed into the truck from behind, pushing it into a ditch. While this was unfolding, a Nile coach bus from Kampala narrowly avoided a head-on collision with the Mega Express coach, brushed it before veering off-road and overturning. Whereas the Nile coach wasn't as severely impacted. The five dead were passengers aboard Mega coach, among them a 3-month-old baby. The injured are receiving treatment at Chiriandongo General Hospital. Police did not rule out overspeeding and poor visibility due to the nighttime conditions. Police warns drivers to avoid driving while tired and to refrain from over speeding at night. Meanwhile, we spoke to the operations manager of the Nile coach bus, Hussein Abdrahman.
There was a bus called in the company called the Mega from Gulu. For them, I think they operate Lira, Kampala, right here. The bus was coming from Gulu going to Kampala, and there was a Sino truck also moving the same direction. And the bus was the opposite direction coming to Arua. So I think the driver of the Mega thought that the Sino truck was moving. Just abruptly at the corner, he saw that the Sino truck is in front of him. Now there was no way he can dodge. The only way he has to go, he has to come this side of the bus coming from Kampala, which is Nile coach. But there was no much impact on my bus. I hear that he went and knocked the Sino truck from behind, and there are casualties and the death toll there. The bus was moving at a very low speed at 80 km per hour, which is a normal speed. And what I'm hearing from other sources that the Mega was moving, they always move at high speed. I hear that there was no road signs for that truck.
Quite unfortunate incident there, but we actually bit convinced that the bus that was plying the route to West Nile got involved in the accident, but luckily there were no much eventualities.